Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, Benedict.
Hi, Teddy.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you a real story, okay? So when I was 8, like in primary 2, I used to play in the park near my parents' place after school. And from like 5 until like 7, I would be at the park with all my neighborhood friends. And then my parents' place is in like a reasonably bougie, like a nice neighborhood, you know what I mean? Like not Yishun, which for our international listeners, Yishun is a place where you can almost expect to have your bicycle stolen, but not my parents' neighborhood. And outwardly, it looks very safe, but actually quite a lot of crime happened there, but that's eventually going to be a whole other episode. And I still remember it was a small blue bicycle and I loved it, and it had a basket for my dog, and it had like a mud guard, and it was like one of those bicycles with like a kickstand. So one day, I was playing catch with my friend, and we weren't really paying attention to our stuff, right? And guess what happened?
What happened?
My bicycle got stolen. Okay. And it was like so fast. We don't even know who did it and how it was taken, but like some fucker stole my bicycle.
Huh? You mean he just took your bicycle like that?
He just took my bicycle. Yeah. So let me tell you another real story. So Ruben's mom, right, who is like genuinely the nicest person, has not just one, but two Bromdens. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and for context, Bromdens are these like beautiful, expensive folding bicycles. So if you're listening now, I want you to guess, how much do you think a Brompton is?
$600?
Dude, the cheapest Brompton, like the cheapest Brompton is like 1.7k.
What?
And, yeah, right? And the most...
1.7k.
That's more than my internship pay. And like, their most expensive, which is their T-Line, starts from 7.4k. Which is also still more than money now.
Wow, I count also is more money than I made last year.
Okay, so that's mad. And so you know what else is mad? So for the longest time, she didn't have a lock for like her $4,000 bicycle. No lock. She just like, if she wanted to go to the toilet, she just parked the bicycle outside, run in, and then run back out. And then like, fingers crossed, nobody stole her bicycle. Yeah.
Wait. Brompton is the folding bike, right?
It's the folding bike.
Then why she didn't push into the toilet?
Sometimes you know, the toilet a bit small.
Oh.
And then like the bike so expensive, then you go in the toilet. Then the toilet, like public toilet's a bit dodge one, you know?
But okay what? Cause the bicycles also rolled on the floor outside ma.
That is true. And like floor outside a bit dodge sometimes also.
Yeah lor. Yeah. The other day I saw one uncle pui on the floor. Wow, piang ye, like everywhere, you know, at the Geylang Bahru area.
Oh shit. Hi, I'm Teddy.
And this is Medic.
Medic. And welcome to A Briefcase. And on today's episode, we're doing a double feature. We're covering two cases. We're going to be covering the world's most prolific bicycle thief, as well as a funny case that happened right here in sunny Singapore. But before we talk about our cases, I want to introduce today's sponsor. Woo! We are talking about today's sponsor, Unspoken. Unspoken is my neighborhood bicycle shop, Benedict. You know, like you can legit find me at Unspoken sometimes. I've been there.
Ah.
So, which is great because they're right next to Potong Pasir MRT. So they sell new and upcycled bicycles. They'll fix, maintain, wash, and polish your bicycle.
Wow, wholesale.
Yeah, and they'll even lend you a bicycle while working on yours. You can even build your own bicycle with them, which I think is an amazing gift for anyone who's into any sort of like handiwork you like to work with your hands. And very important, they sell all sorts of bicycle accessories, including the most secure bike locks. If you use our discount code ABC10, that's ABC10, you can get a 10% discount store-wide. That's including bicycles, okay? Like, if you do the math, it's a damn good deal. Find out more about Unspoken at unspokin.com. That's unspoken.com. So we're going to start today with a man called Igor Kenk. Now, Igor Kenk was born in Slovenia in 1959, and we don't really know much about his childhood, but we do know that in his later 20s, he worked as a police officer. Now, when he was about 29, so that's in February 1988, he moves to Toronto, where he opened a bicycle repair shop called The Bicycle Clinic, which I thought was a very cute name. And so now Igor was kind of dodgy because literally 5 years after moving to Toronto, he's arrested by Toronto police and they actually find 140 bicycles. But for some reason, the charges are dismissed. So all is quiet for a while and we don't know if it's because he decided to lay low or because he got became a better person. But all is quiet until June 2008 and that was a bad year. That was the financial crisis year. And at this point, Igor is 50. And I mean, I assume at 50, your life should be pretty much sorted out, but clearly not. So in June 2008, there was a spike in bicycle thefts in Toronto, Canada, and the police are oh shit, what's going on? And so they set up a sting operation and they actually plant a couple of bicycles and then they wait and wait. And then Igor shows up with an accomplice and they cut the locks and they were going to ride away, but then they get caught. And when the police really started to look into him, guess how many bicycles this middle-aged ex-policeman stole?
500.
500 after his 140 steal?
Maybe a few thousand ba.
They find a total of 2,865 bicycles.
Wow, young boy.
Yeah.
Where he keeps, yeah?
They find it in garages, warehouses all over the city. So he's considered the world's most prolific bicycle thief. So, Benedict, I'm going to tell you how bicycle thieves work so you can keep your bicycle safe.
Okay, come.
All right, there are 5 ways that bicycle thieves work. And it's all pretty straightforward. So the first one is lifting. So the one with lifting is the one where I'm a bit I think you also have to be a bit careful because if you get lifted, that means you also fucked up a bit. So sometimes if you park your bicycle on a small pole or a tree and you think it's secure, right? It's actually not. So the bike thief, if he's very strong, if he goes to a good gym, he'll just lift the whole bike, lock and everything off the structure. So I don't think this is very common because I think most Singaporeans are quite good at seeing if something is good to lock, right? But then what if you're tricked? So in other countries, and I think maybe in Singapore sometimes, there's something called a sucker pole where bike thieves or bike thief gangs, they'll actually make whole fake structures or even whole fake bike racks and you think it's safe, right? So you park your bike, you go to work or something, and then they'll dismantle the whole pole and steal your bike. And then you come back to an empty rack and then you're just confused. Alright, so now that you've learned this, you're extra vigilant and you make sure that you're locking your bike to something legit. You make sure it can't be lifted. But if you use a shitty bike lock, the thief can still pick the keyhole off the lock or cut through the lock. And so lastly, there's one thing they do where sometimes the thieves, they will actually jam your bike lock. So you have to leave the lock and the whole bicycle there overnight. And then they'll just come in and they'll steal all the bike parts that unlock down. So if you have very nice wheels, if you have a good seat, if you have good lights. So this is very especially risky. Or if you have nice saddlebag. So Benedict.
Yes.
My special guest today.
Ah.
My friend.
Ah.
You got steal bicycle before.
Okay. The short answer is... Have. But I have to explain.
Okay.
So there was once I stolen these bicycles lah. And
plural, Benedict
no,
bicycle.
I stole these bicycles.
Okay, you stole these bicycles.
I have good reason for it.
Okay.
Because it parked outside my block.
Yeah.
Parked there for 3 years.
Oh really? It doesn't seem long. So every day you walk down, you pet the cat, then you see the bicycle.
3 years, never move, you know.
Then it's your block cat bicycle, maybe you stole his bicycle.
No, but the thing is, right, I damn tulan because the bike down there, then everyone want to park the bike, then got no space to park the bike.
Oh.
Then I got no space to park my bike also, you know.
Okay.
So over the course of these 3 years, slowly you saw the parts by parts start to went missing.
Is it you?
No.
It's not you.
So first to went missing was the seat.
Oh, okay, okay,
the
okay.
The seat kena someone took away.
Yeah.
And then next you see the back wheel.
The back
missing,
wheel.
The
yeah.
front wheel missing, the yeah. chain missing.
Oh, then it's just the frame, is it? Just the frame there.
Ah.
Oh, but,
So this bicycle was locked with you know the kind you go downstairs, the 杂货店.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Mama shop, mama shop.
Say in English. Ah, mama
shop.
Shop.
It's a mama
yeah,
shop.
The mama
yeah.
shop.
Yeah.
Like they buy like $5.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That kind. Inside it's just a few wire la, yeah. few cable. So yeah la, one day me and my friends we just cut it.
Uh-huh.
Because we saw the government go and paste the sticker, I don't know what HDB or what paste yeah, they yeah. remove or we will cut. But 3 years. Still,
but 3 years we never
still never remove. So
hey, what's your constituency?
Wow, this one I scared said la. Later cannot, I
cannot
said,
political,
then,
political.
Then come into trouble, you know.
Okay, okay, okay,
you know,
okay.
Jing Hu, cannot play.
Yeah, we see who never take care of their tape one.
Yeah, so we just decided to take matters into our own hand la.
Good job, Benedict.
Yeah,
good job.
So after that, we, you know, polish the bike, then...
Sell
la. No la, now we still just use law.
Oh, just use that.
Don't
even
waste
by the
la.
Seat, by the wheels.
Ah.
Yeah, don't waste. Okay. Actually, like, what is the hardest lock to cut now, you know?
I think.
You think?
I think.
Not the mama shop lock la.
No la. It's the kind, you know, like, one big chain.
Yeah.
Like, you got watch this movie, you know, the guy from the Zoe Deschanel movie.
500 Days of Summer.
The actor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Guy, Joseph Gordon.
Yeah, Joseph Gordon Levitt. Yeah,
yeah. So that guy, he act in another movies.
The bicycle one. He's a bicycle courier.
It's called Premium Rusher.
Yes, yes.
So in that movies, you saw, wow, he take the chain, wow, damn gao la, you know, it's like wrapped around his body one.
Okay.
So I think that bicycle, he just titao like that, locked.
Yeah.
Locked to the lamppost. The lamppost yeah. very high one, cannot take one. Yeah, so that kind of bicycle locks, is the most gao la.
Okay.
But got a problem with that one.
Why?
See behavior.
Oh.
So if you ask me, I think it's about a balance la.
Yeah.
See, on one side you balance the weight.
Yeah.
On the other side you balance how difficult to cut la.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
you got use a good lock for your stolen bicycle.
don't use the word stolen la.
Your recycled bicycle.
It's more like how to say it, the upcycle.
Upcycle bicycle. You know where to get upcycle bicycle or not? From my sponsor, Unspoken.
Oh, okay. Or you can find one, then you upcycle.
Benedict, next time you need a new lock for your bicycle, you can go use my discount code ABC10 on unspoken.com.
Steady.
UNSPOKIN.com.
I will check out these bicycle shops.
Okay, now we need to talk about 50-year-old man again.
Why he do? He take anger grinder and cut the lock.
Okay, speaking of 50-year-old man, this is a real case. And I think this case is a bit funny, yes. And it's a bit sad. Okay, I felt a bit sad for him when I was reading the case. But we're not going to name names. So this is an actual case that happened in 2021. So like during the pandemic. And if you really wanted to, Benedict, if you really go and Google the details of the case, you can find one. But there's no reason to, because I'm going to tell you what happened. So we're going to give this bad decision guy a name, an alias. What do you think is a good name for a bad decision guy?
We call him Jerome.
Okay, now Jerome is a 50-year-old man. And on 26th of May 2021, he decides to ride his foldable bicycle to Waterway Point, which is a mall in Punggol, which is one of the northernmost areas in Singapore.
Joke bus. So this was during COVID?
This was during COVID.
Ah.
Okay, and they don't say what kind of bicycle this is, but foldable bicycles, as we know, can get very pricey. And so he locks the bicycle to a bike rack and he keeps the key in his pocket. And then while he's shopping and running his errands, he loses the key And then he's panicking and he's trying to find his key and he's retracing his steps. But Waterway Point is actually quite big, so he just cannot find his key. So he takes the train home and he actually leaves his bike at the mall, which would honestly make me very anxious lah. And so I don't know if this is relevant, but later the same day, he goes to Compass One, which is another mall, and then back to Waterway Point. And at Waterway Point, he's trying to buy a lock cutter to break the chain and get his lock. And then he just cannot find the lock cutter. And then he even goes to the security uncles at the mall, you know, the security uncle. And then he's like, uncle, can I borrow the lock cutter? The uncle is like, can you prove it to me that this is your bicycle? All right. And this is also a nice reminder that you should always have a couple of photos of your bicycle. So this is pretty early in the day. And at about 3:50 p.m. that same day, so this is all happening in one day, he sends a message to his group chat of friends. And he's like, bros, does anyone have a lock cutter? And he targets one friend. He's like, hey Benedict, I want lock cutter. And his friend Benedict was like, no bro, no lock cutters here. And so another friend in this group chat actually makes a joke. And I don't know if Jerome thought that his friend was being serious, but this was like the joke, okay? And this is something that collectively we do not recommend anyone do. So his friend was like, Jerome, why don't you just call the police? And why don't you tell the police that your bicycle was stolen? And then you just coincidentally found your stolen bicycle. And then the police can help you get your bicycle. Because surely the police will have lock cutters, right? And then you can take a picture of your bicycle to show the police. And Jerome, for some reason, was like, oh my god, that's a great idea. So an hour later, at 5:30 p.m., so this is like, it took him like 1 hour to process this, okay? At 5:30 p.m, he finds the number for the Punggol neighborhood police and he calls and he's like, oh my god, policeman, I found my stolen bicycle here at the bicycle bay of Waterway Point and I really need police assistance. And you know, the Singapore police, they're quite good. So they're like, oh my god, we're coming right down. And so I really don't know if Jerome is panicking or if he's calm, if he's like, oh my god, this plan is working. So the police officers, they send him one investigation officer and they send two ground response officers. So they send three police officers for this stolen bicycle. All right, that's a lot of manpower, okay? And I don't know if Jerome is panicking because I think he expected like one police officer sent down, cut his bike, maybe like one uniform officer.
Daddy, you ever ran into trouble with the police before or not?
Got leh?
They send down how many people?
They send down two.
Police always send many people.
Have you ever like done like barbecue at East Coast?
Got.
If you stay up a bit too late, then you're drinking, right? They always got like two or three policemen. They walk around one.
They need to have more people because it's safety. Yeah, safety very important in Singapore.
Low crime doesn't mean no crime.
Correct.
I don't know why this Jerome, if you cannot convince the shopping mall uncle that the bicycle is his one, I don't know why he thinks he can convince the three police officers that the bicycle is his one. The police officer starts with something like, okay, so where did you park your bike previously? And Jerome is like, oh, actually, I park it at that railing over there. But then when I got back, my bicycle was missing. And then they also asked him if he had any serial numbers or engravings on his bike. Or like, you know, even the receipt. Because like, is his bike? And he was like, no, I only have these pictures of my bicycle. And then the police officer was like, okay, we need to take a picture of you. And at that point, like, Jeremy was like, why? And then the police officer was like, oh, we're going to cross-check with the CCTV to make sure that the bicycle is yours, right? Because you said you parked it over there earlier today. So he confessed that nobody stole his bike and he just lost his bike lock. And at that point, I think the policemen were like, okay, and this is your preferred course of action, bro? I mean, they don't say bro, they're the policemen. Or do they? I don't know.
Actually, the policeman got said bro to me before, la. So
okay,
I think depend on the officer you got, la. Some officer more bro, you know. Some like more
serious.
So see heng suay lo.
Yeah, okay, so guess, Benedict, you guess what's Jerome's job? Guess what
bicycle Jerome's mechanic.
If he's a bicycle mechanic, he will have the lock cutter la, Benedict. No, Jerome is policeman. Jerome, 50-year-old policeman.
Yeah. So what happened in the end?
He pled guilty lah. bopian one. He pled guilty to giving. He kena la. He pled guilty to giving false information to a public servant, and then the fine was 3K lor.
Wow, piang can buy a Brompton already. Eh,
hey, actually can. 3K can buy Brompton already.
Can buy a Brompton way.
Yeah, I think they also mentioned the police might be taking like internal action. Ah, must have internal audit of this kind of thing.
Wow, if this happened to him now in 2023, you know what I recommend Jerome to do or not?
What?
He should use the AI to put his face together with the bicycles, right?
make an AI picture.
Then he can tell the police that it's real.
Wow. Thank you for being on the show, Benedict.
Thanks for having me, Teddy.
And as always, Benedict, you and your bicycle, if you want to keep it safe and in good shape and secure, please find out more about Unspoken at unspokin.com. And you can save 10% off literally your next bicycle or bike accessory with ABC10 on Unspoken. That's unspokin.com. And as always, find me at A Briefcase Podcast on Instagram and online at abriefcasepodcast.com. And do remember to join us next week for
another brief kiss.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.